Hello, welcome back to the next episode of the Radio Nasties podcast. I'm your host Richard with my co-host Vic.
You know, there's nothing wrong with masturbating to cartoons because the Japanese do it all the time.
I mean, the Japanese do a lot of things, mate.
That's a very good point, actually. I can get away with more things.
That's not what I was...
That's what I was thinking.
That's not what I was getting at.
So I took it. So, you know, when they asked me, why did you do this? I was like, well, Richard said it was all right because the Japanese do it.
I'm not any sort of authority to...
Well, that's for you to explain, mate. I mean, they're going to become... I can't tell you what they're going to ask you.
Oh, okay.
Don't explain yourself to me.
Okay, fair enough.
When the police arrive...
That's today's lesson from the Radio Nasties. Masturbate to all the cartoons you want.
And other things.
Yeah.
If the Japs do it.
Right. So, over the past few weeks, you've made me watch films like The Haunting and Super Beasto.
Yeah.
And, you know, pretty sure you already knew that... I can't let you get away with that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's worth it, but yeah.
So you've only got yourself to blame.
The Haunting was worth it on its own. Well, never mind Super Beast. That was fucking terrible for me. But The Haunting was terrible for me, but it made it better just seeing your reaction all the way through.
Well
yeah, this... I get what you're saying. I've got something coming.
Yeah, you've got this coming. So the clue I gave you last week that it was very loosely tied to a film that we did in season one that you really, really liked.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah, yeah.
And,
I don't even know what film that could be. Most of them were shit.
The link is that this film was one of the several films released under the title of Zombie 3.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Zombie 3 was bad enough.
Which, when you think about it, is hilarious to the fact that there's unofficial sequels to unofficial sequels.
It's not funny. It's not funny to think about, because then you've got to think about Italians. I mean, that's actually horrible. I don't mean that. If there's any Italians, I said, no, I don't mean that. Italians and horror together. Leave them alone. Don't do that. Don't do that. Your hand gestures are horror enough. No, they're not. I love the hand gestures.
So today's film is from 1981.
Good start.
Yep. This is A Burial Ground.
Oh, wonderful.
Which goes by many names, obviously including Zombie 3.
What's that about the Italians as well? They've got about four names for each film.
I don't know. Make up your fucking mind, lads. Yeah. So it goes by Burial Ground, Zombie 3, Knights of Terror, The Zombie Dead, and probably...
This Italian film is shite. Don't watch. Subtitle, don't watch it.
Terrible for marketing.
It'd be great for my marketing, because I'd be like, I know exactly what I'm getting from that Italian horror. Italian horror. I don't want it.
Well, maybe this will be the one that changes your mind.
Oh, you said that about the last four. The only one that I genuinely did kind of like is City of the Living Dead.
Well, maybe it's similar to that.
That's not a good thing.
Shall we go see? Shall we go watch it and find out?
We don't have to.
I mean, we do.
We don't.
I mean, we do.
I don't know about that. I don't know if we have to. I don't know if we have to do anything. Chaps do it?
They did, actually. Yeah.
Oh, they reviewed Burial Ground.
They did, yeah.
I want to hear the episode. Hurra! It's your Burial Ground! Well, enough racism, and yeah, unfortunately, onto the film, I guess.
Yeah, we'll be back right after watching it. Right, well, I'm back from Burial Ground. Vic's decided to sit this one out, but he wanted me just to give his ratings for him, and he gave it a 5 out of 5, and he said that the reason he's not here is because he's binning all his George Romero zombie films now, because they just doesn't see any point in having them anymore, because this is just clearly the greatest zombie film that's ever been made. 5 out of 5 for as a film, and 5 out of 5 for the Fun Factory, said. And he said if anybody comes in that sounds like him afterwards, he's an imposter.
It's a load of fucking shit. This film is a load of shit. This film is a piece of shit. I don't like this movie.
He loved it.
I didn't. I fucking didn't. I fucking did not.
Well, let's spend the next hour or so discussing.
Didn't think it could get worse. It did. Jesus fucking
Christ. Oh, this
is
the best day of my life.
A new low. A new low for Italian horror. Who could have thought? I certainly didn't.
Right. Right, let's get into Burial Ground and Vic's anguish.
An on-air suicide, that's what this episode's going to be. Fucking, just end it.
I was wondering what the noose was for.
Oh, just... It's funny, because on the back of your laptop, you've got a sticker that says, I can feel myself rot.
Is it similar feelings?
Mm, there's another one that says, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
And there's one on the inside that says, I'm in hell, help me.
Mm, yeah. Well, this is worse than hell. I can have you know. I'll have you know.
The look on Vic's face says now, like, I regret ever agreeing to do a podcast now.
Yeah, this is a bad one, this is. This is a NAMM flashback one. This is waiting to happen. I'll be one day in a few years, I'll be sitting, I'll be enjoying the sunset or something, and then I'm just going to think, Mama! And I'll be like, oh, it's all come back. It's all come back. You'll understand that reference in a bit.
Right, let's get into this masterpiece, yeah?
I wish you'd stop saying that. It's not even funny today. It's a masterpiece of something.
So the first shot we get is of a hairy man.
I thought this was a bird. I was like, this is some bird. That's what I put
it's
in my note.
It's clearly a human being.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Is it? Is it? It's like Alan Moore went fucking excavating or something.
I was just about to say he looks like Alan Moore.
Oh.
Maybe it was, but fuck this, I'm writing comic books from now on.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame him with it.
Get your career in Italian zombie films, they said.
Jesus.
And this hairy man, who later on, like towards the end of the film, we find out he's a professor. The film doesn't do anything to suggest that he's
a professor. Does some stupid like semi-narration as well at the beginning of this film.
Yeah. Well, he finds something, doesn't he? He's excavating like a cave or something.
Yeah, some sort of crypt or some shit.
Yeah, and he finds some sort of slab, and it's got like, it looks like it's got some sort of illegible text on it.
Yeah,
and he starts saying like, I am the only one who knows the secret, and he keeps that fucking secret with him because he doesn't tell the fucking audience.
No, nobody knows about it. I don't know what he's on about. Some this narrating that only happens for 30 seconds.
Maybe the secret was that he was going to become a comic book writer after this.
The only thing worse about this film, you know, that could be worse, is if Michael was narrating the whole thing.
That's the cut of this film I want to see.
Imagine if that's Michael the commentary. Cut. It's just him. Hello. The guy who dubs Michael. Hello. Mama.
You know how at the beginning intro of House by the Cemetery, and it's got the kid that plays who apologises for his dubbing. He needs to just like do an intro. He's like, I'm just sorry for...
Everything. Oh God!
Can we still put that on a Blu-ray? I think we can get away with it.
Yeah, we'll say it's affixed. Oh my God! Nobody'd care, would they? Nobody'd look for him.
The weird thing is, the kid that might played Michael went on to have a very successful movie career.
The kid that played Michael.
The grown adult that played Michael.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you corrected yourself there.
Yeah, he went on.
Let's
to,
not refer to him as a
he
child.
Went on to have a.
Did he honestly?
No, he didn't appear in any of them.
I thought this was some sort of Italian like career story, you know, like a underdog kind of thing. Like, well, he was in this, but then he became that. No.
No, Steve Buscemi.
Nothing else. Don't. Steve Buscemi's better looking than this guy. Steve Buscemi has talent. Oh, this man just has a pasty face with an over-enlarged head.
Oh,
an underdeveloped body.
This is the best day of my life.
Fuck me. Get through this cunt.
Oh, right. So the hairy professor, or Alan Moore, he leaves his cave, which somehow leads up to the mansion, and then he goes out the mansion.
Yeah, and then comes back.
Yeah,
he goes away from the cave, goes up to the mansion, he's like, oh, I forgot I was excavating.
I forgot my lunchbox.
Yeah, goes back down again. He forgot his copy of Watchmen.
His first draft.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, a zombie fucking approaches him.
With normal hands?
Normal hands, yeah.
No, his face all fucked up, but his hands are fine. So he's kept them in check when
that's
he's
a lot of manicures,
in the soil.
Yeah,
he's a soil manicure. Fucking hell.
Well, some great salons, you know.
I forgot
buried.
About my face. Falling apart. Fucking Alan Moore as well. He's like, oh, don't eat me. I'm your friend.
Yeah, like, stand back, I'm your friend. But I ain't your fucking friend, man.
No,
I'm a zombie.
They eat him. Thank God. Italian Moore. Italian Alan. Alan Moore is no more.
Alan Moore.
Yeah. Oh.
And then we get the title screen that says The Knights of Terror instead of Burial Ground.
Yeah, with jazzy music.
I forgot about the jazz.
It's like, you know what you're getting into with this movie? Let's get a jazz on. This cloth smells like death. This is what you get. Starts up. Imagine if you'd walked in.
You arrived late.
Walks in, this film's going to be like.
I love me some jazz.
It's going to be quirky. A nice quirky little film. Oh, fuck.
Who's that child?
Who's that man pretending to be a child?
So, yeah, our title credits is just. It's like three cars on a highway going somewhere. Load of
shit. The rest of it. More filler.
Can we film for 30 seconds? Not much. So the cars get to the mansion. They get out. The dude gets out and the gates aren't open. And the person, why the fuck aren't the gates open? It's a shit mansion.
She's literally like, oh, you know, like passive aggressively. She's like, oh, you know how you know the people that work there? Well, how, you know, maybe you should have rang ahead. Like, you know, as if to say, you're a stupid fucking prick. But in the nicest way possible, because Michael's in the back. Fucking Michael. Look, the first time you see him as well, he's just in the back. Like Michael Myers in the back seat or something.
Like, he looks like a goblin.
Jesus. Goblins have more complexion. You can see through him. You see him in the back, and you're like, what's that in the back? Oh, it's a person. Sorry. I don't know what it was at first. I could see through it. It was transparent. Fuck off, Michael. You're transparent. That's what I'd say to you.
Are most children transparent? Not many.
No. No. No, Michael, they're not. You're a rare breed.
Oh, fucking hell. So, yeah, they pull up to the fucking house and all the servants come out of the house.
Why are all these fucking people here?
Earn a living?
No, the servants, yeah. I mean, why are all these people here?
I think they're just there for have rich God, people that's... activities. I don't know.
It's a fucking awful house. If I got there, I'd be like, this is...
I mean...
We're rich.
It's not the nicest mansion I've seen, but it's still a mansion. If it wasn't for the zombies, I'd probably...
It's fucking falling apart, this place. Oh my God, it's the worst fucking mansion I've ever seen. Let's put it that way.
All right.
It's fucking shit. Like, the grass is, they're not even doing the gardening. Imagine walking there, you'd be like, this is terrible. I mean, talk about first impressions. They haven't even cut the fucking yard. I'm talking, it's not, you're kind of like, oh, you know, it's not that bad. It's fucking shit.
Yeah, it is, but it's still a mansion.
I mean, the inside's alright. Well, no, it's alright. It's better than outside. You get the inside, you're like, well, this is better. But then again, have you seen outside? Oh no, this movie's annoying me. Remembering it is just—it's like I can feel myself writing the Nam flashback.
Oh, this is brilliant. It's
not brilliant.
This is great. Pete. Remember when I fucking warned you when you were fucking screaming about how shit zombie flesh eaters do, and I was like, "There's worse." And I was like, "You were adamant." I was like, "There's fucking not."
I was adamant. I'll admit that on it. I was adamant until tonight. This is something else. This is like some sort of sick soap opera with zombies thrown in. That's what it seems like to me. The next scene, everyone's just fucking. They're all just fucking. They're all, you're right.
We're yeah, you've out. Got like the dark haired woman, and she's got like this fucking huge corset.
Yeah, the worst fitting corset.
It literally does
I've ever seen
the
in my
exact
life.
Opposite of a corset.
Oh, I'd be well annoyed if Charlotte came out in that. I'd be like, it doesn't even fit you.
Well, it's the only size they had. Just don't get one.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Oh, it's really badly fitting, though, isn't it? It's not as if it's just like, oh, it's a little bit, you know. Like, it literally is about two sizes too big for her.
It doesn't even, like, fit a tits or anything. Woman. They're just, like, it's just, like, right in front
of her.
Can
you imagine the actress, like, I mean...
Can we not afford a bet? No, we can't. Have you seen the film you're in?
Yeah. No, I haven't. Is it
we
really
bad? We couldn't even get real children.
It's like, fucking hell. Oh, it's like, we couldn't get a real kid. So let's get a little man. And then they're like, while we've got him, let's have him do something that adults go, oh, I can't even say it yet because it's going to ruin it. Fucking.
There's hope for your acting career yet, mate.
Oh, God. The thing that they get him to do. Oh.
This is one of the worst films I've ever seen in my life. Oh, I don't even know why I'm laughing so much. This film's trauma. Fucking hell. So, yeah, corset woman. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, she's, like, blatantly trying to seduce her husband or boyfriend or whatever he is. And he's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, let me do it this. What's going on here with this shit corset, you stupid bitch? Get out.
He says something like, oh, you're just a little whore, but I like that.
Does he?
Something
I missed that. Holy fucking shit. You're a whore, but you're all right. I like having you around.
You fucked all my friends and family.
Dirty cunt. Can't even get a fucking proper fit in corset, you bitch.
Oh, I'm crying.
Yeah, she nearly has to... Oh, I'm streaming. I don't know why. I think it's this is like some sort of coping mechanism, you know? I think it's making me laugh because it knows I'm going to kill myself.
It's like your brain saying, yeah. Put the fucking like, laugh
Jesus
emotions.
Christ, you know, get something going. Holy shit, he's dead inside.
Oh my god, oh, this man. Has gone so much better than I planned.
And the mum and dad are also fucking. Because then, like, oh man. Fucking Michael the creep.
Yeah, well, the doors both open first, and they were like, oh, what was that? And you were sitting there watching, it's Michael, isn't it? It's fucking Michael.
You look at his face, you know when you look on someone's face and you're like, jail, eventually. There's just some people you look at and you go, you're going to jail. I don't even know who you are, but look at you. Right, he's the kind of person you look at and it's like, paedophile. Or peeping Tom. Something like that. Something on that face, I'm telling you. Oh, man.
So yeah, he comes into the bedroom while his... I'm not even sure if this guy is his dad. Or if she's just some bloke that's fucking her mum.
He still shouldn't be in there.
Because, you know, if I was the dad of that child, I'd run to the hills.
How old's he supposed to be?
He was 25 years old when he filmed this.
How old is he supposed to be in the movie?
I mean, he uses the term mama.
So he's like 10.
He's a child.
He's not a child. He's 25 years old. Oh, my God. Somebody watched this and went, what a good film.
Yeah, me.
Fuck off, Richard. Right. Yeah, so Michael walks in on him.
Yeah, and she goes, mama.
And she's like, get the fuck out.
He would.
Pretty much, isn't they? They're pretty much like, fuck off. Like,
can you not see that we're fucking? Yeah. Fuck off. I'm trying to get a better child out of this.
We've got the other couple as well. Fucking, I don't know, the blonde curly-haired woman and the guy.
Yeah.
And she's going on about, oh, something bad's going to happen. Never comes up again. I mean, something bad does happen, but I mean, there's never even a point where she's like, I fucking told you so. Did not tell you. Like, if that was me, I'd have been like, fucking zombies, what did I tell you? I told you something bad was going to happen.
Yeah, but you weren't that specific. It's gonna be all right. You say that about everything. We went down Subway earlier, went, something bad's going to happen. Yeah, we got horrible food poisoning. Yeah. I think you're onto something. I think you're clairvoyant.
You've got the shilling. Yeah, but the boyfriend calms it down.
Yeah.
It's all right.
And we get one of many several scenes of zombies just roaming around.
Oh, my God. It goes on for like 2 minutes.
At least the zombies look really, really good. So it's something good to look at.
They look fucking awful.
They don't just look like paper mache.
It's when they start getting their headshots.
And you can literally see it's paper mache.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. They get up, they look like they're all knackered. Every zombie in this film looks like he's just got after a really long sleep. I mean, I suppose you could say they have, but... And then again, like you said, they're all in poorly dug graves as well. They're like a foot deep.
Yeah, they just look like somebody like first thing on a Monday morning. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
They're still fucking hungover from Sunday. They've got to go to fucking work. Can't be arsed.
I've had enough of this. This life's shit. Unlife.
Are you doing a bit or are you just talking about yourself?
I don't know, both. You know, I sound a bit like Porky Pig there. Both. I am losing the plot.
Yeah. That's all, folks.
Yeah, I wish. I fucking wish.
Oh, fucking hell. So yeah, the blonde woman and her boyfriend, husband, whatever. They're having a little fucking like photo shoot, aren't they?
Yeah.
But she's just not.
Why? Are they having a photo shoot? Like in this fucking ugly garden. That's overgrown.
That's their kink. Good, ugly gardens. It gets them going.
So you getting turned on by this? Yeah.
Look at those untrimmed hedges. Oh,
yeah, fucking hell.
Fucking gets
me
soaking.
Are you on about my untrimmed hedge? No. I'm on about that one over there.
Yours is fucking disgusting. It
stinks as well.
Stinks like death.
Oh.
And then the woman falls, which is her character trait. She falls.
Yeah, she does actually. I forgot about that.
That's her arc.
I forgot she fell at this bit. Oh my god, this movie.
Then light bulbs start exploding.
Yeah, because it's funny because the servant is looks annoyed. He's like, oh, not again. I've just changed the bulbs. I mean, surely it must be happening a bit if the zombies are walking around all the time. Fucking light bulbs going off all the time. It never happens again.
I've just fucking changed them. The great thing is, they show this shot like 3 times, but I think they were trying to do it as an effect to show that multiple lamps were exploding, but it was just the same shot like 3 times. It was just bang, and then it would like cut to like one of the servants would like, ooh, on their face, yeah. And then it would just do the same shot again, bang, ooh, bang, ooh.
This fucking movie. This movie is genuinely sending me insane, I think.
Like, this film breaks a lot of zombie rules, which I don't mind.
It breaks a lot of fucking rules for filming in cinema. Yeah, it's fucking awful. Breaks the first rule: be entertaining.
It's like you want to have. I don't know about you, mate, but I'm getting some great entertainment. Yeah, you might right be. Now.
I'm just.
If you want to have running zombies, that's fine. You know, you can even have zombies that show a bit of intelligence. That's fine. I don't think I can stand for zombies that make light bulbs explode.
For no reason. That doesn't get explained. There's no reason. And then they're fucking.
Like, these corpses look like they came from a time before electricity existed.
Yeah.
So what were they. Do you think even they were, like, shocked? Like, oh, fucking hell, I didn't know we could do that.
Well, we don't know why they could fucking do that. They don't fucking tell us. Light bulbs. What can we throw in? What can we throw in? Throw more. We need more. More fucking filler. Put the light bulbs exploding. Why? Just do it.
It's scary, isn't it?
It's not. Is it?
It's a bit scary.
Yeah. It's more scary than anything else. What do you mean? Point there. What are you talking about? Well, it's a bit scary, isn't it? It's a bit scary than nothing.
Maybe like someone saw.
More scary than nothing. You fucking mental gaze. Who's let this man direct? Who did this fucking piece of shit? Who did this movie? Who directed this cunt? Directed in quotes. Fuck me.
Andrea Bichetti.
What the fuck? I don't know how to pronounce it. Bichetti is what he's
the, as the director of Strip Nude for Your Killer. That's the only other.
Are you joking? You're not joking, me, are you?
No, he did a film called Strip Nude for Your Killer.
Oh my god. You couldn't fucking make this up. Oh, fucking hell.
He also of course did, he did. Cry of a Prostitute. What the Peeper Saw.
Oh my. This man is a sexual deviant that's getting his kicks through film. Oh my gosh. You couldn't fucking
Confessions
make this up.
Of a Frustrated Housewife.
Are these horror films?
The Seduction of Angela.
Who the fuck is Angela? Oh my god.
Like how that's your god.
Oh god. What? Tell me, are these horrors? Are these horror films? Oh my god. Are these horror films or are these porn films? Because I can't deal with this. Did they come after or before this film? Oh, how far into
from
is
93?
Oh, from 93! So specific! Do you remember your hot lapses from 93? We do. We've got it on film. What is this an early film is? Are these films, are they porn? Are these films
I don't
porn?
Know. Unfolding in a world of stock car racing, an up-and-coming driver gets mixed up in a dangerous love triangle and deadly rivalry of a hotshot driver and his sexy girlfriend. I don't know what we're doing next week.
Oh, fuck me. Oh, my God. How early on is this in his career? This
is 81.
Yeah, yeah, but is this his first film?
Strip Nude for Your Killer was 75, so he's at least a good few years.
Jesus, someone let him do a film after he made one for Strip Nude for Your Killer. Fuck me. Didn't you say one of those called Cry of a Prostitute? What are we doing here? God, this makes so much sense. Oh my god.
Well, coming up, we're going to cancel our upcoming Halloween event and do Andrea Biagacci month.
I'll kill myself. I'll go back to hell for that. You can do that with Daniel or Ben. Yeah, the next scene, the the big corset woman, she comes over to her to the mustache man, and she's like, "What you? Nah, don't be scribbling. Get that fucking cock in this fanny over here. I don't want you writing. Don't be doing this." And he's like, "I'm writing." She's like, "Fucking, that's what you're doing. Get to fucking. Stop it writing. Get to stop it to rat and get to the fucking." That's what she's fucking like. Oh my God. Literally says to him, "Don't be scribbling."
It's like, don't be doing anything that doesn't involve fucking me.
Pay attention to me, not scribble. And it's like,
haven't been fucked in 10 whole minutes.
Oh my God.
And it cuts back to the other couple who are also just like making out in the fucking field.
As they do. Everyone's just doing it. I mean, it makes sense now you've told me his other film. Everything clicks into place.
Oh, fucking hell. And then we cut into like, I think it's like a basement or a cellar or something. And Michael's mama is doing a bit of gun practice. Because that seems like a safe place to be setting off a gun. So
yeah,
like, should we not go in the garden? It's fucking minging. Yeah, but we shouldn't be.
You've got a point. That's me in this film. You've got a point. It is fucking minging. It's just like that thing sitting over there. You call your son.
Shoot him. That's your fucking target, that is.
Oh, man.
Please don't shoot me, mama.
Bang. That's the end of the film. Finn.
Oh, this is fucking brilliant. This is fucking brilliant. And then immediately after that, because we need a dap scene, we go back to the garden and a poorly buried zombie comes up.
And takes like 45 you were saying, minutes.
Yeah, he takes fucking ages. Fuck. And like, I imagine he's not very quiet. I imagine they'd be like, ooh, and you know, at least fucking leaves rustling and shit.
You'd hear him.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other, they're just too busy fucking making out.
Yeah, and he's
I love it one of them stops and like, "You hear a zombie rising out of a shallow grave?" And it's just fuck me.
Don't be silly. Don't be silly.
This time of year.
I know. He won't come in this garden. It's fucking minging.
That's why the zombies are pissed. Like, thought the fucking garden out, mate.
Yeah.
Can't fucking sleep in this shithole.
They end up having a standoff with the zombie as well.
Yeah.
They literally, like, standoff with it. I just wanted one of them to reach for a revolver or something.
Yeah, one of the zombies, like, grabs the fucking woman's leg, and then the dude helps her up, so obviously she falls again.
There's a pretty eerie zombie on this bit, actually, when they're running away. A big tall one with his fucking arms outstretched. He reminds me of, like, the Creeper from Scooby-Doo. But scary. It's the only bit I liked about this film. That zombie.
Well, there's Vic's recommendation. Watch it for that one specific zombie. That's what he's saying.
No, wait till you hear some of the stuff that
wholeheartedly recommend.
Nobody will watch this once we talk about what comes up soon.
Or everyone will.
Oh, my God, yeah, maybe.
So eventually they get away from the fucking zombies. I don't know how, because they're fucking morons. I generally thought, the first time I watched it, I generally thought, well, they're dead now, aren't they?
Do they actually
get away?
I don't know how they get away from anything.
No, I just think these zombies are the worst zombies ever. Well, they're the best survivors ever.
Don't. They're not. Don't. They're fucking terrible.
But there's some good character development in them, though. You've got to admit that. For all those characters whose names I definitely remember.
I don't remember any of them. Michael, that's it. Only because he was a fucking weirdo.
Cut back to Michael and Mama. And the bloke they're with. Who looks fucking weird as well. He's in like this weird fucking like red turtleneck jumper thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like, you want to fuck my son, don't you? Yeah, you've seen through my plan.
Oh, dear.
I mean, I originally, when you heard you had a kid, oh, might fuck that. Then I saw him, I was like,
it's fucking disgusting.
Are you sure that's a child? Are you sure that's not a 25-year-old man pretending to be a child? Why would you say that? That's oddly specific. Look at him. Look at him.
I don't want to.
It's bad enough that he came out my fucking fanny.
I've got to live with him.
Oh, not for long. And then Michael, out of fucking nowhere, he finds like a fucking rag and he just goes, "Mama, this cloth smells of death."
How do you know? What have you been doing, you little fucking leper?
Oh, do you think he just fucking says that about everything?
Mom, it smells like death.
This Zinger burger
it's
smells
yourself.
Of death.
It's have a wash. Coming off you.
You smelly transparent bastards.
I don't even know why you come here. You don't fucking eat.
Zombies get in somehow. And then the man in the red jumper just goes, What are you here for?
No.
Well, to eat you. Like, zombies.
For the plumbing. Check your gas meter.
And then we'll eat you.
Yeah.
Check your meter. Well, and we eat you. That's our slogan, that is.
He tries shooting them. And
but he keeps warning, like, I'll shoot you. I'll shoot you. Stop, I said.
I don't think they care.
We're zombies, mate. We
His
don't really
face is falling apart. I don't think he gives a fuck.
You can't, like, I wouldn't, but you can't reason with these. Can we just go?
But he gets swarmed.
Yeah, and then he gets gutted. Gets all his entrails ripped out and eaten. And it looks better than the entrail ripping scene from Day of the Dead. It doesn't.
Oh, I can't even joke about that. Oh, that I was genuinely thinking about jumping across and throttling you then.
So I had to, like, fucking save myself. Like, I was lying.
Yeah. He had a look in his eye. I'm telling you. He had a look in his eye. Oh, it's fucking awful.
I'm starting to get the impression you didn't enjoy this movie too much.
Oh, dear. Oh. Didn't like this movie. Mustache Man and his corset woman are still necking.
Yeah, while, like, a fucking zombie's coming out of a fucking crypt.
Oh, this is great, because he's like, oh, it must be a joke. How many fucking times have you been necking someone in the garden?
Bro.
Yeah, like, some zombie just, it's that weird eye zombie as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of the iconic zombies in this movie. There's, like, three or four that stand out. And there's this one's got this fucking googly eye. He's got no other
You said
eye.
It looked googly like a fucking Kanye from a Hostel. After she'd had her eyes burnt out. The great thing, I can't remember if it's already happened or not, but you get the shot of the zombie coming up and he's got, like, fucking worms in his eyes and it's a blatant rip-off.
Yeah, we've had that.
Of
Not that it doesn't do it, like, four times through this movie, but the first time they use it, you're on about yet.
Yeah, it's just a blatant rip-off of zombie flesh eaters. It's like, Jesus, you're ripping off the rip-off.
I know, yeah. Oh, I'm the Italians, man. They'll go anywhere. Well, they leg it and... It cuts to
the other couple. They're also legging it.
Yeah, they get into, like, a different part of the garden, and the curly haired woman gets
and a bear trap.
As you do.
So why do they need
I
bear traps?
I told you this garden was shit.
Fucking bears roaming about. You don't see any fucking bears though.
No bears at all. It would have made this film better if we saw a bear.
Do you think this was...
last time there was an animal, they fought it. The zombies had a fight with it, like the shark.
I think I've realised, well, this garden's so fucked.
Why?
The gardener from Pieces, I think he works on this garden too. And he was due to come sort this garden out when he got chucked in prison.
Yeah. So it's connected.
I'll do it now.
Universe,
just put a bear trap down, it'll be fine.
We've got...
How will that help the garden?
I'll clean it. Of what? We haven't got any bears.
Well.
Trap something.
Might trap a curly-haired blonde woman as she's running away from a zombie.
Is that a good thing?
That's oddly specific.
Yeah. You wait. I know something you don't.
This is where if I was her, I'd be like, told you something fucking bad is going to happen. There's zombies and my legs in a fucking
doesn't
bear
do it
trap.
At any point through this movie.
No.
Kind
no.
of irritates me. It's like, what are you? Some sort
so is that
of
like
shit
your
psychic?
One problem with this film? Yeah?
Oh,
everything else is flawless.
Everything else is great. Wonderful. Wonderful motion
so, like,
picture.
Her fucking husband is like trying to help her out.
Oh,
and he's like opening the bear trap and then he just closes it again.
And she's like, oh my fucking God.
Can you stop closing the fucking bear trap
like,
on my
I
leg?
I think it'd be a bit better if you didn't keep opening and close it.
But like there's no blood or anything. It, like when you see it later it's just bruised.
Well she forgets about it about three or four times through the movie. Fucking hell. Spoilers, she gets out of the trap but fuck me.
Eventually. Not because of her useless fucking husband.
This...
Only because the other couple
well, this
come
takes
save
ages.
The day.
More zombies approach. Take 45 minutes. He's trying to get the bear trap up, takes 45 minutes. And then he turns around and he sees the zombies. He's like, oh, we should probably do something about this in 45 minutes. Oh, my God. He tries to attack them with some sort of fucking pitchfork.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. He recedes. But he doesn't, like, even, like, try to stab it. He just, like, holds it in front of a zombie. Like,
the zombie just, it's the weird eye zombie. Though,
he just takes
just
it off him,
it,
like,
just
fuck
like,
off.
It's funny.
Mate.
The expression when the zombie throws the pitchfork away, he's just like, that was shit. Like, I'm a zombie.
I'm not even sure we're going to eat you now. We might just cut your head open with a buzzsaw later or something like
crap.
That.
Crap.
We eat you. Man. Maybe we might get fucking dumb. See, the other couple burst in to save the day and start bashing all the zombies' heads open with rocks. And the heads literally just cave in.
I know. It's awful. It's awful. So bad.
I think Tom Savini's watching fucking... us. How did they do that?
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. Tom Savini probably watched this and have a fucking stroke.
Cry. Yeah, we cut back to Mama and Michael.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yeah. And a zombie approaches them, and then Michael just comes up with, Mama, we can set him on fire.
So she's, yeah, you can shut the fuck up is what you can do, you little cunt.
I mean, I'll take your advice, but...
Shut your mouth.
Do you think he says that about everywhere? Like, postman's here. Mama, you can set him on fire.
Why do I want him, Michael? You're a fucking arsonist. Not only you're a cunt, you're an arsonist. Get out of my house. I'm 10. You're 25. Stop acting like it.
So they throw fucking paint on the zombie and then set him on fire. And, yeah. You know, as I said in our Zombie Flesh Eaters episode, don't set zombies on fire. All you're going to get is a flaming zombie. Yeah, but it actually works in this film.
Yeah, but it takes ages. It's just standing there on fire. It's like,
But, like, they wait ages for this zombie to burn to death. And then another one comes in and we get the same thing again. They chuck more paint and burn it again. It's like...
Some epic scene.
Did we need this twice? So everybody congregates back into the mansion, and this is where all the servants come in and just be like, yeah, light bulbs exploded and now the electric systems are down.
The whole electric grid went. Why? They don't say it. They don't tell us. Just these zombies are like, I don't know, an EMP.
They must be.
I don't know why. Just tell me why. Just tell me why. Just if it's magic, I can deal with it. I'll just be like, yeah, well, at least I know. They don't tell you. No, I don't know. Don't know. Might not be anything to do with zombies.
Maybe if we watch like the director's commentary, we'll find out. Should we go pause this recording and then should we do that? Should we watch it again?
Let's not do that.
I don't mind.
You give me another noose.
Yeah, right then.
We'll do that.
Yeah. That sounds more fun.
For me as well.
I'd rather hang than watch this film again.
Yeah.
Oh, so fucking, I think it's Mustache Man. Sends the maids to go check on something. And I don't understand why in all this fucking pandemonium, like, the maids and the butlers are just still working it, but I think I won't.
I'm not getting you fuck all.
It's your fucking house, mate. Yeah, you go check. It. I've quit. Zombies. Here's my letter of resignation. You promised me in my interview that there were no zombies.
I wouldn't even fucking
To be fair, I didn't know there were. Well, you know, they're here now. What are you going to do about it?
I'd be like, you know, look, come here. You see out there, you see them zombies. That's my fucking letter of resignation, you cunt. All right? When does this happen in fucking Greggs?
Not nearly as many zombies there.
Yeah.
Only like 3 or 4, but you know, that's to be expected. Can't expect every job to be zombie free, but when there's dozens of them, it's just...
It's not on.
I'm calling the union. Not
on, yeah. The most British thing. This isn't on this.
This is pop-ups ain't on. 28 days later. No, I ain't having this.
Yeah.
Council should sort this out.
Yeah.
Pay my fucking council tax.
They're all dead. Well, I mean, they shouldn't
First be. The potholes. Now zombies. Fucking sort it out. Oh, I'm going to write a very, very formal letter of complaint.
Yeah, so the servant goes, she notices the window open. So she goes to close.
Well, she looks at it, she's like, should I close this window? I
mean, probably shouldn't.
It's pretty warm in here, you know, we could do it with the draft. But there are zombies outside. Oh, this is a pickle. Potentially let zombies in. We'll have draft. I don't know. And she goes up and I'll let you take this.
It's not as if, right, when I close this window, I'm pretty high up. It's not as if, right, that these zombies that are downstairs can't get in. There's no way that any of these zombies are going to have some sort of like fucking black ops training where they throw in knives. And
I've seen Dawn of the Dead. I know the rules.
Possibly pin me to this, you know, and then in a, you know, get me like that. Nah, that's no way. She goes to the window, right? Zombie throws a fucking throwing knife at her hand, pins at the window, right? They drag her down. What is going on? He's got a scythe as well. Some zombie comes up with a fucking scythe. He's like, you're right, mate. You know, you got your hand pinned. Yeah. Well, it's about to get worse. I'm sorry to tell you. She's like, oh, fucking hell. I'm not even going to get paid.
That's a concern. All this, nothing.
So he chops it. He beheads her with a fucking scythe. And Mustache Man comes in. Like 2 seconds later. He's like, where have you gone? I want my fucking drink. And he goes out and he's like, what are you doing? She's like bent out the window because her head's fell off. So she's hanging out the window, but he can only see.
You fucking skiving again.
You dirty little cunt. Goes over to her. He's like, what's going on out here? Zombies are like, we're eating head. He's like, oh, this isn't what I pay for.
You're fired.
So he throws the rest of her body out to the zombies.
I mean,
that's part of the joke? You know, like, oh, you know, you're laughing. He genuinely throws the rest of her body out.
I mean, the only thing I think is maybe for, well, maybe if they get full, they'll just leave.
I don't think it's that at all. I think he's like, you fucking waster. Didn't even get my drink before you died.
Ungrateful fucking. I give you a fucking job.
You know, all this does as well is give the fucking zombies, a second coming. They all gear up now, ready for attack number two. They all get loads of swords and scythes and spears and fucking everything. They're like, we're having yous now. We've had a good meal. We've had a head and you threw out the rest of the body, you twat. And now we're gonna have you now. And then the mustache man starts to snipe the zombies. He's like, I've got a rifle here.
Whoops. This is what we're on about when you can just tell their head's a paper mache.
At least
put like a balloon under it or something.
He never picks this rifle up again.
No.
And he doesn't say he's out of bullets or anything. No. He's just like, he snipes a few zombies. Because the curly haired
woman's like standing with, or is it one of the women anyway? Because the women don't do anything in this film.
Neither do the men, to be fair.
You've got a good point. No one does anything in this film. He's not one of these people that writes good female characters. Doesn't write good male characters either.
No, he doesn't even write good zombie characters.
He doesn't even write good children. Can't even get a child. Every kid looked at this script. I ain't fucking doing that.
Yeah, you'll know what he's on about soon.
Fucking hell. Because Yeah, one of the women's sound rooms is like, hand me another cartridge, hand me another cartridge. And at no point, he's like, oh, well, I'm out of ammo now.
No, he just goes, oh, the zombies start walking off or something. He's like, oh, well, that's flat for tonight.
It's honestly like the zombies have finished their shift.
Yeah.
Like, oh, quitting time, boys. Off to the pub.
Yeah. There's one zombie that stays behind. He starts climbing the pillar.
As zombies are known to do.
The curly-haired woman, she's sitting in the bed moaning like a fucking ponce at this point. She's just like, oh, my leg.
But like I say, it's not like it's cut or it's just bruised.
No, but I'm making a point of saying this. She's in bed moaning in pain. So the corset woman, she walks off, gets her fucking head grabbed by the climber zombie. What did you call it? Climber Clive?
Yeah, climbing Clive. Climber
Clive zombie. And the other zombies start to like hack their way in with like their weapons. And then the servant and the curly-haired woman walk out. He helps her, but walk out into he takes him about 15 minutes to light these candles. And you know what annoys me? It's banging the whole time, right? All we hear. This is all we're hearing. All the way from, right? And they're sitting there. And they're kind of like, I'm like, why are they not bothering about this? It's just because they've heard it too much. And then the fucking servant walks out, by the way. The woman, like I said, she's fine. She's not moaning at all at this point. No. She's like, oh, you're right.
Well, she's walking about pretty happy as Larry.
Yeah. He walks out, goes to look at the door, comes back, and he's like, oh, you know what that banging is, don't you? It's the fucking zombies trying to bang in the door. Are they? Are you fucking kidding? It took you 20 minutes, like them fucking candles, right? And not once did they stop banging during that duration, right? And you're like, oh, did you know the zombies are banging? Did I know the zombies are banging? I
thought
it was just
a Joho and thought they'd go away eventually.
Fuck me. Like, nobody sat up at this point and went, wonder what that banging is. Should we go check? That's all right. We're going to light the candles first. My leg's feeling better.
We can just create some ambience.
Fuck me.
You forgot to mention, for some reason in this room, there's a pike.
Yeah. He goes to check on something.
What does he go to do?
I don't know. But
I think he just legs it. Like, I ain't saying we're here with this fucking crippled bitch.
For some reason, I think I remember him saying something like, oh, they're banging at the door. I need to let everybody know. I was like, oh, they fucking know. Who can't... I'm not getting into it anymore. This film is a war crime. Fuck me. She remembers her legs sore now. She's like, oh, leg! And then picks off this fucking she's in like a room with like loads of like medieval stuff. And she picks up this pike. And the zombies break in. So she tries to fight him off with this pike. She ends up, it's pitiful. It's
just already realised at this point in the film that you have to knock the heads off to kill them. And she's just like poking them in like the ribs and stuff. Yeah, I know.
Well, she falls over.
course she does.
She doesn't start stab them until she falls over. It's like, do you not think maybe you should have started stabbing them before you fell and we're at a massive disadvantage? Oh, and the rest of the group arrive. They start help fighting them off. I think even the mum picks up a weapon at this point because she beheads a zombie and fucking Michael's like...
Yeah, well, one of them goes for fucking Michael and like kind her of. Fucking maternal instincts kick in. And she lobs its fucking head off.
Don't, because it's... Oh, this isn't like this. Oh, oof. So he like, loses the plot. He's like, oh, my mum saved me. And then the next scene, he tries to fondle her.
It does more... It's more than just a fondle her.
It's fucking disgusting.
Well, he starts, like, you know, going for, like, a peck on the cheek, you know, he's a bit old.
They go okay, out, and whatever. They sit on the crouch, on the couch, don't they? And he's like, oh, thank you for saving me. And she's like, it's all right, you're my boy. And then he's like, yeah.
Well, yeah, like, he goes and kisses her on the cheek. Yeah, he's and like, she's oh, like, oh, okay.
Mummy, mummy.
And then, well, like, starts kissing her on the lips.
Italian thing, you know? Yeah, they like, kiss him on each cheek. Mwah, yeah. Mwah. And then he was just kissing her on the lips. And then he like, starts, what's like, going on?
Putting his hand up into her thigh.
Oh, it's disgusting. And it's on her tits and everything.
Yeah, and then he goes for her tits.
It's all over her.
And he's like, I loved your breasts, mama. When I was a baby, you always used to let me have your breasts.
And she's...
Well, yeah, because you're a fucking baby.
She lets him go for way too long.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's she like
she's into it for a minute. Like, we'll see where this goes. And then she's like, oh, fuck, he's my son, isn't he?
Yeah, shouldn't be getting wet for this. Oh.
She fucking smacks him one. It's like, I'm your mother.
He walks off. He's like, I can't believe you did this to me. I'm your son. It's like that. Well, exactly.
You tried to go for my fucking tits, you 25-year-old fucking weirdo. Fucking,
oh, he nearly fingers her.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Like, why is this in a zombie film?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, this never comes up again.
No.
No. It never comes up again.
Why?
There's no reason. That's what I'm saying. This is a fucking sick soap opera. With zombies.
Like how fucking Shaun of the Dead is a romantic comedy with zombies.
Yeah. This is a depraved soap opera.
Do you think anybody ever watched Dawn of the Dead? Like, this is pretty decent, right? But there's no scenes
there's not enough mum
children going for their mums. George Merrick had one of them. It'd be best zombie film ever made.
So Michael storms off and he finds, the woman that got, the corset woman that got
who's
head
now
grabbed.
Been given a name. She's Leslie.
Oh yeah,
been promoted to a named character now.
So she comes for Michael. It kind of cuts away, and his mum starts going looking. She's like, "Oh, I'm sorry," about running around looking.
She finds fucking Leslie. She's like, "Do you want me to call the others?" But clearly a zombie, mate. Have you not?
Oh, Michael. Yeah.
Have you not gathered what's going on?
Oh, no, he's too busy. No. He's too busy thinking about fingering his mum.
maybe this film inspired Ari Aster.
Jesus. His mum goes looking for him. She finds like the blood trail, which leads to the bathroom where Leslie is eating Michael's corpse.
But like she starts talking to Leslie like she's a human being still. And it's like, Leslie, you killed my son. Like,
Leslie's just sitting there eating his arm.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not really with it, to be honest
I'm
with you.
I'm a bit of a zombie
I don't
now.
I don't know if you noticed, but I'm not with it. but she bashes her skull in, doesn't she? She
into the... Well, she's not just... You say she bashes the head. She bashes her neck into like the rim of the sink, which somehow kills it.
Yeah. I think it's supposed to be a head.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be, but it's not.
Jesus. Like, then again, you know, it's only one part point in the film where they haven't done any attention to detail. The rest of it is fucking exquisite. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, and the zombies have a battering ram now.
Yeah.
But where did they get
that
from?
That's great. It's great. Like this one we made earlier.
Yeah. Look.
The group are standing behind
the
doors.
If you want to have zombies that use tools, okay, that's fine. But where did they get the battering ram? Why does this property just have a battering ram?
Just in case.
Just in case we ever need a siege.
Yeah, we haven't. I forgot the keys tonight.
Oh, get the ram.
Good point.
Seems
this is what we got it for, Sandra. This is what we got it for.
You lost the keys. You used the ram, didn't you?
No. Are they in your pocket? No.
They're not. Did you check? I know they're not in my fucking pocket, Sandra.
I know they are, Jim. Because I know you want to use that fucking battering ram.
We go for this every fucking time.
Breaking the doors down. Why is that? What's that going to accomplish? More money. You're fucking in putting
us in financial
debt. We
can't even afford to sort the fucking garden out, let alone be ramming our doors down.
Stop buying things like battering rams. But the zombies get in because the group stand like right behind the door. They bash in, and the group are like,
well, it's like they wait. It's like, should we see how this unfolds?
Yeah, no.
It's not every day you see zombies with a bat running around.
Either the fucking door's going to break down or it's not. Yeah. So why are we standing behind it then, just in case?
Well, it might not.
It's quite funny, though, isn't it?
But it seems like it is.
The door
we don't want to do
down.
Any unnecessary running.
It breaks down, and the zombies come in, and they kind of do like a little like hidey thing, don't they? They go and hide, and the zombies pass, which takes 45 minutes. I'm not even joking. It's just one shot.
I mean, you are joking. It's not 45 minutes.
Felt like it. It was 45 minutes to me. And they come out, and they bump into the mum, who's coming back. It's fighting Michael. And I think Mustache Man goes and finds Corset Girl dead. So he goes and he comes back emotionless. He comes back and he's like, dead. Both dead.
Both dead.
And then that's it.
Well, he's pretty much in tears when he sees us. He's like, why, Leslie, why? They're both dead.
Yeah, fair enough. I've mourned.
What are you doing tonight, Curly?
Yeah.
Tripping over things, mostly.
Fucking Professor Harry shows back up.
Yeah, he comes back.
Where have
you
been,
like,
mate?
Oh, we're finally going to get an explanation of what's going on.
Tardy, aren't we? Where have you been? I want to know your secret. Doesn't fucking tell us, though, does he?
Well, they're just, oh, Professor, we were worried about you. He's a zombie.
I mean, to be fair, he looks all right for a zombie. He's like, you're right. He just still looks like Alan Moore.
Yeah, that's what I said. He looks like a zombie.
Yeah. But he eats the servant, which gives the rest of the group time to slip out. And they wait. They kind of like kip against the side of a wall, don't they? Until morning.
Yeah, and then Mustache Man, like, in the worst way of waking them up possible, just goes up to them and shakes them. But like, mate, can you not? There's zombies everywhere.
Yeah. Well, he does say that, doesn't he? Yeah. He's like, oh, any other way you could have woke me up. Not
you could
like
have
this.
Just come in and like, all right, time to wake up, guys. Like, do you have to come up and shake me? I assumed you were a zombie. And then, like, the fucking curly head woman just let me die.
I know.
I've given up.
Oh, that was me. That's me at the end of this movie. Just let me die. Just let me die.
This slight bruise on my ankle is just too much to bear.
Yeah. Oh, fuck me. Turns out this is the origin story of an X-Men movie. She's got adamantium skin.
Oh,
but they head off and they stumble onto this fucking monastery where there's this monk.
Yeah, they just find it. But, oh, that's a monk. This must be a monastery.
Yeah, and they're like, we'll follow him. So they follow the monk. It's definitely a monk.
And, this is fucking
who is
brilliant.
It? It's Curly's boyfriend, isn't it? That goes looking. And he walks into it's Mustache Man.
Yes, it is Mustache.
He goes into the fucking, he finds the room and all these monks are praying. So that's what they do. And
he's like asking for help. Like, you know, guys, some shit's going on. Could use some monkly help right now. And they all like turn their heads to look at him. And there's this big revelation that they're all zombies.
They thought. They're like, oh, this is a twister. This is a twister. Be good.
But the thing is though, like, all the zombies that you see, like, their clothes are fucked. You know, their clothes are, like, ripped and torn, like you'd expect a zombie to be. You know, if they've been buried in the dirt. But none of the monks, like, their robes are fine. They're perfectly clean.
Come back and change, didn't they?
But the thing is, you might think, well, you know, maybe the zombies had eaten them before. Well, no, because you can tell by the faces that they've been dead a long time. So that means these zombies have congregated together. And I went, lads, do you know what will be fucking great laugh? If we all get fucking monk's robes on and then we'll all fucking sit on the table. We'll even like have our like hands in our sleeves and we'll think, these guys, right? They go, oh, thank fuck, monks. They'll help us. They'll save the day. And then we'll fucking turn around and be like, hey, we're fucking zombies.
What a lampoon. What a fucking lampoon. And that's what they do. They're like, yo, you're our mate. And he's like, oh, fuck, you zombies.
Oh, no, you're going to eat me, aren't you? Yeah. Oh, ho, ho, how are you going to get out of this one, Mustache Man?
I'm not.
You're going to eat me. And they do. They eat him.
The other group come. The rest of the group come in because they hear him dying. And they're like, oh, he's dead. And run away.
The monks were zombies. Or who saw that coming? Yeah. And then that's when you get the scene of them all walking with like their hands in their sleeves. Like, you can drop the facade, guys. You can drop the facade, guys. We know you're zombies. Can you not do your arm stretched out thing? That looks cool.
And then the Mustache Man gets up as well.
Yeah.
Just before.
Yeah, he's been turned very quickly.
But they head into the woods and they end up stumbled onto this woodworker's workshop, I think they said.
How much is on this fucking property? That's a monastery.
I was like, where are all these buildings coming from?
There's a mansion, a crypt, underground tunnels, a monastery, workshops,
giant garden,
battering ram storage facilities. Jesus fucking Christ. So yeah, they go into this little workshop, and then they move this big fucking, I don't even know what it is.
It's some sort of half-finished woodwork.
Yeah, so they seal the zombies in. They think, all right, we're safe for now. And they're not, because there's zombies inside. But they immediately start to try and move the structure, which they now can't move, despite the fact that all the zombie monks are outside. Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? You're just going to let more zombies in.
Yeah, there's less
coming. What's your plan? You know, at least, you know, in here, you can think, right, we know what we're dealing with. We'll get rid of these zombies if we can. Yeah. And then, you know, hopefully we make home time for tea.
Oh, they're not.
But we get a few returning characters in zombie form, don't we?
I'm not doing this bit. You can do this bit. I ain't doing it.
Are you sure you don't want to do it?
No, I'm not doing it.
You sure?
I'm not doing it.
Okay, I'll do it. So we get Zombie Michael. And then his mum, despite knowing the fact that he's dead, just like, oh, my son, you're all right. Well, yeah, this is wicked. You know, I'm sorry I didn't let you have my tits. Do you want some now? And then Michael, walks up to her. Fucking, takes the fucking clothes off. Gets the fucking tit. Gives the tit a bit of a rub. And then bites a nipple off. And then spends the next 25 minutes chewing it.
Oh, it takes him fucking ages. I'm like, I didn't talk to
savouring it.
Sitting there eating a nipple. Fucking hell. What are we watching? The other zombies get the other guy in it. They're holding him up to a saw, aren't they?
Yeah.
Motor saw.
That's what I'm on about. He's so useless. Like, we ain't going to fucking eat you. I'm
just going to sort you up.
But if I was him, I'd just be like, right, just do it. Just cut my fucking head off. It's better than being fucking eaten. And then the curly-haired woman's cowered in the corner. Who, it's just annoying that of all the characters, she survives the longest.
The dad shows up as well.
Of course he does, yeah.
He starts eating the mum. He's like, oh, we're okay.
Have a bit of a chow down an old mama. Mm. And then we just the curly-haired woman's getting ambushed by zombies, and then we just get a freeze frame.
Yeah.
And we get a bit of a text on the screen just to, you know, wrap every the story, you know. Tie up all the loose ends, any questions you might have had about the film. And it says, the earth shall tremble, graves shall open, they shall come among the living as messengers of death, and there shall be the... And this isn't me saying it wrong. This is what was on the screen. The niggots of terror.
Niggots.
N-I-G-T-H-S. Yeah. Niggots. What is a nigger? And where does this text come from, you might ask? The prophecy of the black spider. Now, you might think you mean prophecy, don't you? No. The prophecy of the black spider.
Oh,
and
dear.
That wonderful film was Burial Ground.
That's where I want to be.
Bury me. Yeah, I'm done.
Just do it.
Oh my
God. I don't want to live in a world where things like this are made.
This has went so much better than I planned. I thought you'd be like, yeah, it was shit. There can't be any worse than Zombie Flesh Eaters 2. I refuse to believe it. There's no way. Especially a film that was released under a similar title. There's no way that would be worse, would it? Would it? Would it?
God. Good.
That's what you get for the fucking haunting, you fucking cunt. Oh,
this is worse.
Oh my God. Oh, let's do this 90s horror. I'll hate it.
13 Ghosts is a fucking masterpiece compared to this film. That's at least got attempts of character development. This has got zombie nipple eating by a child of his mother.
Was that not all you wanted in the film?
No, not really. Oh my God.
I like how you're talking about it. It's like if it's a living entity. You fucking,
I wish it was.
Cunt.
I could do harm to it if it was.
The harm it's done to you.
Oh.
So would you rather have a double feature of Zombie Flesh Eaters 2 and The Haunting, or watch this again?
The other one.
Right, next week.
Well, you've got to watch The Haunting.
It's worth it. Right, I'm pretty sure I already know the outcome of this, but do you want to go ahead and...
0.5 out of 5. It's a fucking piece of shit. The whole thing's a piece of shit. There's no redeeming features, I'm telling you. Apart from that eerie zombie.
Five out of five.
Go fuck yourself. It's shite. It looks shit. It sounds shit. The characters are shit. There's no fucking plot. But I mean, there never is in these fucking movies, is there? And then
but this one has no plot.
And there's no...
at least in like City of the Living Dead, like okay, yeah, hell's opened, zombies coming out, got to deal with it. Okay, fair enough.
The character
we know why there's zombies here. We know how to get rid of them. Cool.
The character development in this is fingering my mother. That's character development in this movie. Incest. Drama. Fuck me. It's shit. It's a piece of shit. Fun fact, 0.5 out of 5. It's a load of shit. It's a piece of shit. I've had enough of it. It is disgusting.
It's disgusting.
If I was the type of person to get offended, I'm offended. I'm offended at this piece of shit.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, this is the best day of my life.
It's the worst day of mine.
Well, I've saved your life so far.
Jesus.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, right. Ratings. Yeah, I'll give it a 2 out of 5.
Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Oh,
I had to think, like, what's the most believable number I could give without, no, I'm not taking the piss. Oh, yeah. Half a star.
It's fucking awful.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty, pretty bad.
There's nothing to it. You haven't even got the effects in this movie.
No, the effects are paper mache and fake blood that doesn't even look like it's just red.
Yeah, paper mache heads.
Yeah, paper mache heads. The score is all over the place. One minute you've got jazz little breakdowns, and then you've just got like weird 1930s black and white, like orchestral pieces, and then you've just got weird beeps and boops on synthesizers. There's a bit where zombies attack, and it's like beep, 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 beep. Like, what? Do you think like they like rang up like John Carpenter? Can we have a synth score?
You can
like,
I'm fuck not doing off.
Your fucking no. film. I sat on my keyboard accidentally once and hit record. You can have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do.
That'll do. Oh my god. It looks shite as well.
Yeah.
Like it looks shit. It's a good transfer, I suppose, but Arrow don't really disappoint, do they?
What's 88?
It's 88. Yeah. 88. Well, fair enough, yeah. That's another one of the specialist ones, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they did a good job. But it still looks shite.
Yeah, they polished turd.
The camera angle.
Oh, the camera work is abysmal.
Horrendous. It is. Oh, my God. And we've got these 15 shots of a zombie getting up off the floor that takes... Oh, it takes too long. It just takes too long. It's not even a far. Oh, this is funny. It's taken so long. It's not. It's crap.
Right. Well, yeah. You basically gave my ratings for me, though. But there you go. Half a star.
I hate this movie.
Fun factor. Ooh. Fun factor, eh?
Oh, I'll kill you. You're not allowed to use the fun factor, though, as entertainment from me. You've got to do it as the film. Because that's cheating. Right. You'll get. That's just too easy. Give it rating as if you were... just watching this movie.
Oh, fuck. That's hard. 3. I was thinking 3.5, but like that's
it's disgusting. 3's disgusting.
It's just so fucking ridiculous. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's great. It's shit, but it's great. I love it. It's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get how somebody... It's just awful. I can't deal with it. I hate.
That's what I don't get. Like, everything. If you go on, like, Letterboxd or something, and you get, like, people who are saying, like, it's... like, how much they love it. It's like, yeah, you can love it you want, mate, but it's why not are a you good giving film, it... though. No, why are you giving it 5 out of 5? Like, why... Holly, from Letterboxd, if you're listening, why have you give it 5 out of 5 and a love heart? Why have you done that, Holly? Why?
She's trying to finger a mum. I relate to this.
We're going to get a mess if I like fucking delete that.
No.
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 Holly, your mum
fingering. Stop fingering your mum. No need for that. Fucking hell.
Oh, fucking hell. There's a Letterboxd review right here. It's brilliant. It's like, movies can't be just a bunch of unbelievable gore effects with no context or characters or plot. And let's put Every Italian, 1979 to 1983. Mamma mia, he have a worm all over his face. Like, that summed this film up much better than we have.
That whoever that is my spirit animal.
He still gave it a 4 out of 5 and a love heart.
I don't like him. No, never mind. Never mind.
Yeah, I mean, if you like shitty Italian zombie films, this is one of the best ones. By extension, being one of the worst ones.
Just don't know anymore.
Oh, right.
I think
before Vic fucking
rethink my life choices,
crawls up in the fetal position, we'll wrap this up, I think. It's your turn to pick a film next week. So.
Yeah, it's probably going to be something all right, because I can't do this. I can't.
It sounds like you're writing a suicide note. I can't do this.
I can't do another. I can't do one, because I didn't enjoy the last two of my picks. Never mind this piece of fucking shit. El Super Beast, though, was hard to get through. I'd watch it in a heartbeat.
Oh, this was easy to get through for me.
Oh, no. I'd watch it in a heartbeat. If you said to me, Burrow Gun, put that on. Nah, put Super Beast on. That'd be good. Put that on.
No, I don't think I could watch this film constantly, but I could happily watch this again. It's fucking hilarious.
No, couldn't do it. Couldn't do it.
Right, we'll be back next week, I guess. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Just let me die.